Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are operating in our emergency operations bunker here at Southern Command. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we were laughing and having a good laugh about how we were bracing for really cold temperatures. You know, like down in the 40s here in Memphis, and we made a joke. Grace Baker, Grace, turn your microphone on. We made a joke about the about there being frost on the pork butt.
Yes.
Now, apparently, the pork butt is frozen rock solid.
Yeah, kind of. Looking outside, I would say that to be so. It looks like a blizzard.
It's almost as if we are literally, our studio is in a snow globe that
yes.
Someone has been shaking very, very hard,
exactly.
Violently. Folks, if you haven't heard the news, most of the United States is under some sort of winter storm warning. We have had blizzard-like conditions here in Memphis, which is where we broadcast our radio program from. So if you hear any hiccups or anything like that, it's because of the weather. And we are hoping and praying the power stays on, only because it's, what was the temperature, the latest temperature, Grace Baker, like 11 degrees?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be at, let's see, late tonight at like 1 degree.
Like
one,
a single degree.
A single degree.
This is just unheard of.
It is for Memphis.
The last time, they're telling us we could have up to a foot of snow. And the last time we got over 6 inches of snow was like back in the, I don't know, the 1980s.
So before I was even a thought.
Yes. And I was in junior high school. So anyway, I'm very curious to see how you guys are doing, because most of our audience is under some sort of a winter weather warning, and we're very curious to know what the situation is like. It's very unusual in this part of the country to have something like this happen. Our good friend, our senior correspondent, Caleb Park, is in Memphis, and he was supposed to be in San Diego tomorrow, and we had to inform him that the only plows we have here are usually the ones that you hook up to a horse or a mule. So that we don't have snow plows. We don't do that kind of stuff. So it's a very weird day here at the Todd Starnes radio program. And we are interested to know how you are doing. We understand most of our listeners in across Arkansas and in the state of Texas are probably listening to us on battery-operated radios. The power is out across much of the state of Texas. They're telling us millions of people are without power. And this weather is a pretty serious deal. So if you're going to get out there, you know, wait a day or so. Snow's not going anywhere. You can build your snow person. Is that what we're calling it now? The gender neutral. You can build a snowman.
I feel like it has to be a snowman X, like Latinx.
Yeah, probably not going to do that. Probably not going to do that.
Gender fluid.
There you go. Gender fluid. Hopefully by next week it will be fluid and liquid as the temperatures get better. But right now it's cold. It is absolutely cold. All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So exciting news over the weekend. President Trump, now 2-0 in the impeachment battles. It's kind of like the political version of Hunger Games up there in Washington, D.C. right now. But the Senate failed to convict President Trump, meaning he is not guilty. He did absolutely nothing. He was not responsible for whatever happened at the Capitol building on January the 6th. It is a good day for America. It is a great day for conservatives, and it's a great day for President Trump himself. And I'm telling you, the Republicans are dealing with a very serious issue right now. So look, over the weekend, Mitch McConnell held a press conference, and he went on the record. First of all, let me just say something about Mitch McConnell. This guy is... he's a quintessential politician. This guy is like the politician of all politicians. This guy, Mitch McConnell, is a sleazeball. How is it this guy is worth upwards of $10, $15, $20 million? How is that possible when the guy's been in politics for 30 years? His only job has been in the United States Senate. So how is it this guy is a multimillionaire when all he's been doing is supposedly representing the good people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky? But beyond that, Mitch McConnell over the weekend, he voted to acquit President Trump. And I thought, well, that's a pretty noble thing to do. But then Mitch McConnell comes out and Mitch McConnell announces that even though he voted to acquit, that he believes President Trump should be brought up on criminal charges. I mean, this is Mitch McConnell, one of the de facto leaders of the Republican Party, saying that President Trump did not get away with anything. So I want to stop right here, and I want to address the great big elephant in the room. So if Mitch McConnell really does believe that President Trump committed some sort of a criminal act, all right, let's just think about this for a moment. So let's say Mitch McConnell is a good church-going Christian man, and he believes, after he's viewed all this evidence, that he believes in his heart of hearts that President Trump committed a crime, which is what he said in his remarks after he cast his vote to acquit the president. So if he truly believed in his heart of hearts that Donald Trump is a horrible human being and committed crimes and misdemeanors, why is it that he voted to acquit? I mean, if this guy is a moral person, he would have done what Mitt Romney did and what Bill Cassidy did and Susan Collins did. He would have voted to convict the president. But Mitch McConnell did not do that. And you know why? Because he's a political sleazeball. He's covering all of his bases here. That's what Mitch McConnell is doing. So McConnell goes on and he's giving this blistering rebuke of President Trump, says that his behavior is a disgraceful dereliction of duty. He says this is far from over, and he's suggesting that the president could be brought up on criminal charges. And that seems to be the next line of attack here. McConnell goes on to say President Trump is still liable for everything he did while in office as an ordinary citizen, unless the statute of limitations has run, still liable for everything he did while he was in office, didn't get away with anything yet. He says we have a criminal justice system. In this country, we have civil litigation, and former presidents are not immune from being accountable by either one. Now, Donald Trump Jr. has a way with words, and he shared a few words over the weekend that I cannot repeat on this radio station. But I will tell you this. Something is going on over in Trump world. President Trump put out a statement, and we'll get into that a little bit later on in the program with our good friend Mike Huckabee. But the president said that the Make America Great Again movement is far from over. We have just begun to fight. So President Trump is up to something. We don't know what that is, but he's been mighty quiet since he left office. He's been under the radar. So you do have to wonder what's going on here. Right away, right out of the gate, I have to imagine that come 2022, the president's going to be out there on the campaign trail. Mitch McConnell says that he's going to be fighting to defeat any pro-Trump candidate. So what we have now is a de facto civil war in the Republican Party, but it's really not a civil war. But if you want to call it a civil war, you have to call it a lopsided civil war. Because by and large, when you look at the numbers, an overwhelming number of Republicans in the Senate voted to acquit. Only 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives voted to impeach. So what does that tell us, ladies and gentlemen? What does that tell us? Well, it tells us that the conservatives control the Republican Party. All you folks wanting to go out there and start your own party, I want you to think about something here. What if you just simply got rid of all the rhinos? What if you got rid of all the establishment types? Here's the problem in the Republican Party right now. Conservatives, you guys, the conservatives, You control the Republican Party. You are the majority of the Republican Party. You are the base of the party. You're not some sort of an anomaly. You're not some sort of a fringe group. You are the base. You want to know who the fringe folks are? It's the Mitt Romneys of the world. It's the Project Lincoln peoples of the world. Hashtag pedophiles. Those are the bad guys. Those are the fringe groups of the Republican Party. Conservatives, you are the base. And here's what needs to happen moving forward. All of you conservatives out there, you need to start behaving like conservatives. You say, Tom, what do you mean by that? I'm a conservative. I go and I vote on election day and I support President Trump. No, that's not enough. The problem is the Republicans continue, the conservative Republicans continue to anoint rhino leaders. So why is that? Why is it that an overwhelming majority of the Republicans in Congress are conservative, and yet they continue to support and defend rhinos like Liz Cheney, like Kevin McCarthy, and like Mitch McConnell? That's got to change. It's got to change. So here's the question of the hour. Do you want to see President Trump out on the campaign trail? Do you want to see this former president out there supporting conservative candidates in 2022? 844-747-8868. We also want to hear from you snowbirds out there. Let us know what the conditions are like wherever you might be across the icy fruited plain. 844-747-8868. Our live show blog is up and running, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, folks.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Oh my goodness, this is just miserable. I'm looking at the radar here, and we're talking everybody from Texas all the way up to Maine getting slammed with this crazy winter storm. They're saying over a foot of snow in Cleveland, almost 13 inches of snow in Chicago. And the big problem in a lot of the southern states like Louisiana, and I was looking at a snowstorm at Galveston on the beach. Unbelievable. The big problem, though, for a lot of people in the southern states, we're just not built for this. Our homes are not built for this. We've got a lot of power outages happening across Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas. By the way, all of our listeners out in KARN country, we want you guys to check in with us. Let us know how you guys are doing over there on the other side of the Mississippi River. But all of you northern listeners, I know we've got a lot of folks at WLOB, Ray Richardson country, a lot of folks out in the heartland, Iowa, and out in Nevada. How do you deal? What are some recommendations, some things, advice you could give southerners as we go through what could be an extended period of snow here? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Southwest Missouri. Pastor Charlie on the line with a weather report. All right, Pastor Charlie, let's talk weather.
Well, it's cold, let me tell you.
Yes, it's cold.
It's 3 degrees here, and it's supposed to get down to about 10 below tonight. We've got about 3 inches of snow right now, and it's not a fun time.
No, we've been watching. We had these beautiful windows in our broadcast bunker here in Memphis, Charlie, and it looks just like a snow globe. We've never seen anything like this down here.
Right. Well, we've had more snow than this before, but it's just a little here, and it's supposed to get more this afternoon, more tonight. No telling what it's going to end up being, quite a bit.
All right. Well,
I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd just like to make a comment about Trump and what he might be involved in politically coming up. And I think that we need to support him in that area and change America. It needs changed.
You know, Charlie, I think that I think the mainstream media and the Democrats minutes, and the establishment estimated the anger and the frustration of the average American. And President Trump was able to harness that frustration. He was able to craft a winning message out of that anger and frustration. And it won in the White House. And I think it almost won Republicans back control of the House of Representatives.
Right. I know. There's a stirring out here. If we can just get us all to come together at the same time and defeat all of the radical stealing of votes, we would make a big change.
Indeed. Pastor Charlie, you stay warm out there in Southwest Missouri. Thanks for checking in with us. Let's go to Joe, our good friend Joe, our correspondent in LJ, Georgia. All right, Joe. You know what? I was looking at the map, and you guys look like you're okay right now.
Yeah, we're going to be fine, Todd. I heard I wanted to comment on your impeachment. We need to fire McConnell, McCarthy, and Cheney as soon as possible. They're not conservative, and we need to all stick behind Trump. But I think McConnell, McCarthy, and Cheney ought to be fired and recall whatever we need to do, because they are not conservative, and they're certainly not for Donald John Trump. So, but no, the weather, we're going to be fine. It's going to go down to it's going to stop raining at about 12 o'clock, and then it's going to drop to, you know, 25 below that. But
oh, that's summertime.
The precipitation is going to be over about 12 o'clock. So thank God we're in LJ. We're going to be fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Joe. But, you know, back to your point about McConnell and McCarthy and Cheney, McConnell's comments especially, Joe, are going to be incredibly troubling and difficult for people running in 2022. I mean, it was almost as if McConnell was trying to sabotage the 2022 midterms. Unbelievable that he would get out there and say something like that.
That's why he needs to be fired before the 2000. I think we'll take over the House and Senate, but we don't need to have him as majority leader, because that sets a terrible example. Because he's no conservative, neither is McCarthy or Cheney. So before the 2022 right. election, we need to recall all three of them.
Joe, I like how you're thinking here, and I'm with you. I don't understand why the Republicans continue to keep putting these folks back in leadership positions when they have not been able to demonstrate that they're actually able to win. That, to me, is the bigger problem. Joe, thanks for the call. Stay warm out there in the great state of Georgia. Hey, folks, we've got a terrific show lined up for you. Our good friend Mike Huckabee is going to be here. Also, I believe Diamond and Silk are going to drop by. We'll check in and see how those ladies are doing as well. And we're also going to have Mark Walker on the show. He's running for the U.S. Senate. And I know a lot of you folks in North Carolina are mighty upset right now over what your senator did, Senator Burr. Even though he's retiring, he was one of the Republicans who sided with the Democrats and voted to convict former President Trump. And, of course, we all know now that President Trump escaped conviction the second time, 2-0. Good job, Mr. President. Kind of like the Tom Brady of politics. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you back with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And another big story we've been following, the cancel culture mob is back at it. Our good friend Mike Lindell, who is a longtime sponsor of this radio show, announcing that at least 20 retailers have decided to no longer sell MyPillow products. And there are some new ones to share with you, and we want to share this information. It's important for you to understand and know who is openly attacking your values. Mike Lindell's only crime is that he supports President Donald John Trump. That's it. That's it. So now we understand that, of course, we knew that Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's were cutting ties with MyPillow. But now we understand that Dollar General store has dropped MyPillow. Mike Lindell says Dollar General notified him on Wednesday that they would no longer be carrying any of his products. And here's the thing, Lindell, they picked the wrong guy here, because Mike Lindell is a good and decent and honorable man. And he says, you know what? That's fine. They want to cut ties with me. I'm cutting ties with them. That's what I'm doing. I'm cutting ties with you. And so Lindell says, even if they came back and begged, he's never going to let Kohl's, never going to let Bed Bath & Beyond or Dollar General sell his products in their stores. Good for you. Good for you, Mike Lindell. So here's a list of some of the stores or vendors that have dropped the MyPillow brand. And I want you to, we'll post some of these. We'll post this link on our live show blog. This is from the Washington Times. So it's ShopHQ, Mattress Firm, Kroger. Wait a second. Kroger carries the MyPillows? All right. BJ's, Wayfair, The Shopping Channel, HEB, Affirm, Finger Hut, Kenny Drugs, Colony Brands, Bluestem, Chewy.com, JCPenney. Yeah, I know, Grace. I'm just reading this. It's Chewy.com and Coburn's.
Wait, do the pets use the MyPillow? Because it's Chewy.com.
Oh, is it? Well, maybe they have a MyPillow for pets.
Yes, I guess so.
I don't know. It's unfortunate. I mean, these people can certainly do what they want to do. That's up to them. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to support Mike Lindell. We're going to support MyPillow. And as we have told you several times in the past, Mike is a longtime supporter of our program, and Mike likes to lavish gifts and great deals to our audience, and we appreciate that. We've ordered a lot of those products for the Stearns family, and we sleep mighty darn good at nighttime. And I've noticed, Grace, and I don't know why, but I normally sleep better on the right side if I'm sleeping on my right side of the left side, not so much. Yeah, left side, not so much. but regardless, it is a great product. And folks, the only way we can fight back against the cancel culture is to support those they are trying to cancel. And in this case, they're trying to cancel Mike Lindell. So look, Mike has a lot of great deals. Buy one, get one free specials just for us and the listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. All you have to do, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Stearns. That's S-T-A-R-N-E-S. That's my last name. Promo code Stearns, and you're going to open up to all sorts of great deals and discounts over at MyPillow.com. All right, I want to get back to the phone lines. President Trump now strongly hinting, that he is not done with politics just yet. The question of the hour, do you want to see the president jump back into the fray, or do you want him to pass the torch to another person? And if so, who would that person be? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. LaShawn listening to us on KWAM. LaShawn, I hope you're surviving the winter storm out there.
I sure am. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I called you last Friday. My phone had died. I was talking about the video of Joe Biden make that speech, and I was on ask when you asked the Huckabee and whoever senators come on, asking that question. How come no one is saying anything about that video? How come nobody wasn't fighting about it?
Let's put LaShawn on hold. And again, you know, LaShawn, we've been over this time and time again. You know, we've been talking about the Biden video for quite some time, and I to be honest with you, I'm not sure who else is not talking about it, but I can tell you we are. And I believe that Biden video, and the video he's talking about, folks, is the video of Biden saying that the Democrats have the most extensive voter fraud organization in political history. And I believe that we ought to take Biden at his word for that, face value. As a matter of fact, I believe that the president ought to be called before Congress, and he should be held accountable, and he should explain himself. He could say that, well, you know what, it was a slip of the tongue, or maybe, I don't know, I have dementia, and I just said the private stuff out loud. Or he could just say, I take the fifth. I plead the fifth. But I do think that Joe Biden should explain himself. But the mainstream media gave that guy a complete pass on all of that. Oh, by the way, speaking of cancel culture, have you heard about what happened? This is with Publix, the grocery store chain. Apparently, one of the members of the founding family of Publix donated money to President Trump, $300,000. And they used that money, a lot of that money, at the big rally the president had on January the 6th. So now they've launched a boycott campaign, and they're encouraging people to boycott Publix because one of the owners donated to President Trump. These people are incorrigible. Incorrigible, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here's our telephone number. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the great state of Nevada. Wyatt is with us on the Nevada Talk Station, a great network out there. All right, Wyatt, what's going on?
Well, just so you know, it's 21 degrees here in beautiful Ely, Nevada.
That's like summertime compared to what's happening here in Memphis, Wyatt.
I know, and it's snowing here as well. But and by the way, I understand that your audience there on the great KWAM enjoyed my classic radio theater shows.
That was it was a wonderful thing, and we got a lot of great comments and compliments from listeners of the flagship station here. Well done.
Great. Two quick things. Number one. You've got to keep your water pipes from freezing. Run a pencil lead size drip of water in one of your faucets in the house.
Oh, that's good advice. All right, I'm writing that down.
Otherwise, it'll be nasty. The other thing is, and this is something that Republicans have to do right now, take over your local Republican Party. And by you go to your local county, each county across the nation has a Republican Party Central Committee. Go there, work with them, make sure that they stay behind the president. And then you work your way up from there. Because if you get the states and you take over all the counties, you then take over the state. And going through taking over the state, you keep everything behind the president. Does that make sense?
Wyatt, we had a great conversation about this last week, and I'm with you. We cannot just save the party by taking back control of D.C. This is a fight that has to happen on the local level. So it literally, we have to rebuild the party from the ground up, from the bottom up. And if we do that... Yeah, all politics is local. Yeah, Wyatt, you're absolutely right about that. And if we do not do that, it's never going to work. So you're right, Wyatt. We've got to be able to jump in and tackle every single one of those local Republican positions. Go ahead.
One more quick thing. I worked with the folks with the Reform Party. I was the producer for Pat Choate's radio show when he was Ross Perot's running mate. There are two problems if you try to start a third party. Number one is ballot access. You have to go to each state and get that ballot access. Number two is called the Federal Election Commission, because the Federal Election Commission is controlled by Republicans and Democrats. The Federal Election Commission does all it can to suppress third parties. So basically, if you don't take over the Republican Party, the hill to slog to take over is going to be a lot more difficult than taking back the Republican Party.
Wyatt, a great wise words there, and we appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the tips about the cold weather, and thank you for broadcasting our radio program across the great state of Nevada. God bless you, sir. And there you have it. He says to make sure you thaw out the Republican. No, that's the pipes. Thaw out the pipes. You got to get the water running there. And we've got to take back you've got to start at the base level, folks. That's how it's going to work. All right. It won't work any other way. Let's go to Jimmy in Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. All right, Jimmy, what's going on out there in Arkansas?
Well, there's about a foot of snow here or more. Highs in the temperatures in the 20s right now. I appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to talk about the MyPillow fella.
Mike Lindell.
Pardon me?
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell. Okay, good deal. He's a good, upstanding man. For the retail stores that cut his product, they're communists, by the way. I guess you probably already know that. I want to call a boycott on all them stores nationwide. They need not be in business anyway. The communists need to go to communists. And for Mitch China McConnell, he also can go to China, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm behind Donald Trump. I hope he stays what he's doing. If he does pass the torch, we got a handful of good ones that take his place or kind of fill in, you know, the best they can. I believe that would be Ted Cruz and the governor down there in Florida. And there's a couple others I ain't sure. But, you know, Trump Jr. would be a good one as well. But anyway, I'm calling for the...
Well, Jimmy,
with communism.
Yeah, Jimmy, let me tell you something. You're spot on, man. You know, these people are bad eggs. I don't know about their politics. I'm not a big Bed Bath & Beyond guy myself, but I don't judge. But I'm with you. We've got to support these retailers that support us. And I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for listening to the radio program. You know, it's interesting, folks. We do have sponsors, and we like to say that we're fairly insulated from this cancel culture mob because all of our sponsors share our beliefs. And one of the reasons why we encourage you to shop at MyPillow and take a look at schools like Truett-McConnell University and Liberty University and support television networks like Newsmax, which is now sponsoring this radio show. The reason we do that is because they're investing in us, and so we should invest in them. And it's a mutual relationship, and the synergy here is going to protect all of us from this violent communist cancel culture mob out there. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. We've got a couple of lines open now, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Chilly in the studio today. Welcome back to the program. Good to have you with us today. A little weird day as most of the nation, many of our listeners are currently without power. As many as 2 million people across the state of Texas do not have power right now. And I just saw a report from the Weather Channel where they had whiteout snow conditions, not in New York City, but in Louisiana. Louisiana! What's going on? All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Dino in Georgia, listening to us on WRWH. And Dino, I understand you got a couple of weather tips for us.
Yeah, first thing, how you doing, Todd? Great show.
Thank you.
Well, first thing you want to do, any vanities or in the kitchen where the sink is, open the cupboards. Don't forget your pets. Also, a lot of people are going to be going out buying generators. And a lot of times they'll put them near the air intake in the house, and they actually suck the fumes in. And you wouldn't believe how many people get asphyxiated. And if you're going to have a generator, have the gas at least 15 feet away with a fire extinguisher. And the charcoal grills are to be used outside. Some people have actually brought them in their homes for heat and ended up getting asphyxiated. And like I said, don't forget your pets, and as usual, great show.
Well, Dino, thank you. This is some really solid, great advice. And I was talking to a buddy who hosts the Tool Talk radio program, Joe Thorderson, and he recommended what you just said. If you have if you have a lot of pipes in the home, be sure to open up those cupboards. And especially if you have like a bathroom, or maybe the kitchen is adjacent to an outer wall, you want to make sure that you leave that water trickling there. And of course, the bigger issue, and Dino is right, a lot of people, the power goes out, you crank up the generator, and if you're not careful, you're going to be in a world of hurt. So be very, very careful. Make sure that your home is very well ventilated, no matter where you might be. And again, this is great advice for folks because, again, most of you folks in the Midwest and the northeastern states, you go through this on a pretty regular basis. But this is fairly new stuff for the Southerners and the Texans. All right, let's go to Rhode Island. Carlotta wants to weigh in on our good friend Mike Lindell. Hi, Carlotta.
Hi, sweetie. I was telling Grace that, you know, they send out these bed and bath. They send out these coupons that are so expensive to print. So when I get them, I just throw them in the car. And the next time I pass a strip mall where it's easy, you know, you don't have to go to a lot of trouble to just go into the store. And I'll take like three or four at a time and hand them to the cashier and say, you tell people at your board, pass it up, that they know what they can do with these coupons. And I'll do the same thing with electronic coupons. You can usually respond in some way. So that I told Grace, the last time I was there, the woman said to me, yes, she said, we've been getting these back. So I guess a lot of people are thinking like I am.
Is that right? Wow. Good. Carlotta, that's a terrific idea. And I'm telling you, that stuff works. You know, people need to know, the executives need to know if you've stopped shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond, and they need to know the reason why.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Carlotta, you doing well otherwise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the cold. I mean, I just love it. I once went to Moscow in January.
Moscow, Tennessee, or Moscow, Russia?
Russia. I love the cold.
Oh, well, you must if you went that time of year. All right, Carla. You know what, Carlotta? That sounds like a story for another day, but we're up against a hard break, so we'll have to let you go. Carlotta from Rhode Island. And she says, you know what, if you're going to boycott Bed Bath & Beyond, you got to let the folks in management know why. And that's a terrific thought. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. We're going to get right to your calls. Our good friend Mike Huckabee is going to be here, Diamond and Silk. Mark Walker, the former congressman running for Senate in North Carolina, he has some things to say about that impeachment vote over the weekend. All right, ToddStarns.com. Bundle up, all you folks. We'll be right back.